The Water Values Podcast, Session 8.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGinnis.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Water Values Podcast. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. I'm recording this intro on Dingus Day. What's Dingus Day, you ask? Well, it's a celebration of Easter Monday in Poland, and it's celebrated in Polish communities around the globe. Interestingly enough, one of the Dingus Day traditions involves boys and girls drenching each other with water. Technically, boys were supposed to drench girls on Dingus Day, and the girls were to drench the boys on Easter Tuesday. But I understand that oftentimes the girls didn't bother waiting until the next day to get their revenge. Anyway, I first heard of Dingus Day in college because I had four pledge brothers from South Bend, Indiana, and South Bend celebrates one of the larger Dingus Day festivals in the U.S. So by listening to the Water Values Podcast, you not only educate yourself about water issues, you also get your cultural horizons expanded, especially when they involve water like the Dingus Day traditions do. Okay, on with the show. Today is an interview with Marty Melchior of Interfluve, Inc. Marty restores rivers and waterways for a living, or does he reclaim them? I'll let you decide after listening to the interview. Marty gives us a lot to think about in terms of the way we think about water. He also builds on last week's talk with Ellen Wohl, although Marty discusses how we go about rehabilitating our rivers and streams and gives us a real hands-on look at how we rehabilitate our streams. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know that before we get into the podcast, I need to make a few disclaimers. I'm a lawyer licensed in Colorado and Indiana, and nothing in this podcast should be taken as providing legal advice or as establishing an attorney-client relationship with you or anyone else. Additionally, nothing in this podcast should be considered a solicitation for professional employment.